Maranao School in Honolulu has a new president, and she has a long history with the school. Shauna Tong stepped up to serve as the interim head of school after the previous president, Perry Martin, departed for a job on the mainland this past summer. Tong's very familiar with the school. She attended Maranao from kindergarten through 12th grade. She graduated in 1983. She's also worked as a teacher and principal for 30 years at the school and was most recently the vice president of academic affairs. She spoke with HPR's Jason Ubai about school operations during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, at the K to 8th grade level, they have the option of online or in person. And we've been running in person since right after Labor Day, so early September. And let me see, out of our 500, 600 students at our grade school campus, only about 75 of them are online. But our teachers are truly rock stars. I mean, they are teaching children face-to-face, and they're teaching children face-to-computer with all of the subjects in play. And then at the high school, they have three options. They can be a full-time learner on campus. They can have a hybrid where they come in on certain days, or they could go all online. So, you know, in the midst of a pandemic, you really can either take it as a negative challenge, or you can move forward and say, this is great. The face of education is changing. We're ready, and let's see how we can change education in a positive way that continues the educational process and gives the skills for lifelong learning to our students.
I had questions about a specific program. I know the Chinese immersion program has been highlighted before. What is the status of that program? Correct me if I'm wrong, there were students who came to Maranao, and also there were trips to China as well in the past.
Right. Well, the trips to China in the past were actually when we had a Japan, China, Costa Rica. That was our exchange program. And we do have partnerships with schools in China. And those students were part of our envoy program where they would, two teachers and two or three students would go to China. And they would stay there for a couple of weeks and teach. And that was an exciting time for them. And then teachers and students from China would come to Hawaii and be with our Maranao community, just as we do with Japan as well. That's an exciting point because, you know, really in today's world, you really want your students to see the world beyond themselves and to be global citizens and global thinkers. And the connection to international programs or partnerships with other schools is really exciting and will give them those diplomatic skills that they'll need in future business and in future world dealings. Right now, our current third graders were our first Mandarin immersion class beginning in kindergarten. So we have over 175 students in Mandarin immersion over the kindergarten through third grade level. And it gives them an opportunity to have 50% of the day in English and 50% of the day in Mandarin. And in the Mandarin classroom, there is no English speaking at any time.
So the MX Scholar programs, can you tell our listeners about that and how that's going?
Sure, that's an exciting program. You know, we just got off of our, right before the pandemic shutdown, we were accredited by three accrediting bodies, the WASC, the HAIS, and the Western Education Catholic Association. And we have task force to go and evaluate the program to make things better. So we're in the process of rebranding or rethinking our Maranao Pathways, Maranao Scholar Pathways program, MX. And what it does is when you're at your freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year, you're starting to already think about, wow, what college do I want to go to? You know, what am I going to major in? What do I want to be? And this opportunity gives them a chance to really see what path they would want to take. So currently, it's our elective program. Students will determine if they want to just potpourri, try all of the different programs, or if they would like to take electives from one specific pathway. And if they take all of the credits in a particular pathway, then they are labeled or acknowledged, designated as an MX or what will be the Merino Scholar pathway participant. And upon that, we have the STEM and Aerospace right now, the Business and Diplomacy Program, Creative Arts and Expression, and Medical Innovations.
Wanted to ask about enrollment. I understand St. Anne's School in Kaneohe recently announced that they were going to close, and private schools as well. Prior to the pandemic, we're having some financial and enrollment difficulties. So how is Merino School doing right now? Did you see, what was the change in enrollment with the pandemic?
Well, with the limited children available in the marketplace, all schools are seeing a lower enrollment. And, you know, we're sad for the schools that do have to, you know, we our thoughts go out to them, and we want to support them in whatever way we can. Fortunately, we do have a strong program that has drawn students, and we're in our admissions process right now accepting students. A slight decline, but hopeful, and, you know, really, you sell your program and you're selling your school, and interest from other parties, you know, some of the other schools that students are now coming to us. So we're hoping to be not too low below what we've normally been.
Okay, so fairly steady, a bit of a dip, but fairly steady. Okay.
Yes, just the whole dynamic of, you know, children in the marketplace who would be ready to come to a private school has declined. You know, we see that all over, even in public schools in certain districts and what have you.
Okay, so a matter of children of a certain age or just as a state, that population is not as populous as before?
Right, I would say that. And we have seen a number of families who are choosing to move to the mainland, you know, in this time of pandemic. But then we also see an influx of students who want to come to Merino because we are face-to-face on-campus learning at this time. And parents can see that as a plus for their child's education and instruction.
Since you're officially president now, what do you hope to accomplish in this position during your tenure?
Well, Merino is, you know, unique in that because of our small footprint and our smaller population, we're able to make change at a more quick pace. Bringing the school community together to have children reach their maximum potential. And how we do this is we are offering programs that help children to really explore their interests. So, you know, the Mandarin Immersion Program is really the only program in the state that would be catering, you know, during a full-time school day. And then as we develop that, it will give students an opportunity to expand their knowledge of their Mandarin, but then also the global perspective. And then when they get to high school, you know, they may even be so advanced that they could take, you know, college courses at that time. So that's our long-term goal for that particular program. And then for the MX, right now, you know, what we're calling our Merino Scholar Pathways program, expanding that so that we have the facility and the space to match those particular programs. We have students, you know, who are in Civil Air Patrol and, you know, flying planes, learning how to fly. We have students in medical innovation who are able to partner with a physician or a nurse or different types of research. And those kinds of opportunities, when expanded, could really open a child's world to their future and giving them a head start on what they want to do when they go to college.
That was Shauna Tong of Merino School. She spoke with HPR's Jason Ubai about her goals as she begins her tenure as president.